Think our faith tells us deceive the powers of the human family. They too were driven out of the union of probation, but thank God, our wife Lucifer and his followers, Adam and Eve, the promised Redeemer. I repeat, both the angels and human beings had to gain, had to labor for the heavenly reward. You're aping fools, you're idiots. We think we get to heaven without paying a heavy, comma, heavy, comma, very heavy price. Our first parents, we know that the angels sinned. But unlike the angels, they were assured redemption. The Redeemer came, and not coincidentally, it was God himself who became man, redeemed the human race. He came by his death on the cross, broke the stranglehold of Lucifer over humanity. We now have the same access to supernatural power as our ancestors have only deeply possessed. We now have God himself leading us to heavenly destiny. 4 years of my priesthood I've told by now thousands of people into God to become man, to redeem the human race. Knowing on the book of Revelation, seeing nations, houses, portray the true rival camps. Those of Christ, the old reason around Jerusalem, and those following Lucifer, the region of Babylon. You're living in the United States, and there is an ongoing conflict between these two forces. The first thing we need is to pray for knowledge and strength. There is no way that a human being can tell with a naked mind alone who is to be followed. The devil is very clever, and as he sees by now, tens of thousands of bishops and priests, that his life in the United States has almost wiped out. Whatever I want you with this meditation is to wake you up what's going on. You are there to pray what we call remember. we define that last night, to distinguish carefully between the two spirits that are leading the human race. When you recognize the deceits of the devil and be able to distinguish the temptation by the evil spirit from the inspirations of Christ. And that is not easy. First grace we need for the mind to know which is a good spirit. And then the courage to resist the allurements of Satan, believing he is clever, respond to the desires coming from Christ. Every waking hour of our days, every waking minute of our day, we are being influenced into opposing directions. Because first, the Master of St. Augustine, says Augustine, the devil ruled over the environment of temporal good, belong to this temple world, not because the devil is lord of this world, but because he is ruler of those covered his desire by which he longed for all that passes away. And the key, the secret, is not to be deceived. I repeat, he only closed 54 parish churches in the single archdiocese of Detroit without a reason. Bishops and priests have been widely deceived. I know, over 30 years of work in the Holy See, often have been the members of the hierarchy in God's name, bishop. Don't follow the path you are following. First, then, the title of Satan. The scene in St. Ignatius' language is Babylon. Demons, and there are numbers, billions of demons. They are superb organizers. Their chief is pictured as seizing Babylon on a great throne of fire and smoke. What is his point? Having called his fellow demons together, Satan sends them out to the whole world to reduce human beings away from God. It is a universal mission, so that holy nations, no problems, no state of life, no individuals overlooked. Every bishop, every priest, every religious, every father and mother is subject to the temptation of Satan. What is, we ask, what is the strategy of the evil spirit? The the demons are carefully instructed by their leader on how to proceed. Let me read in detail. The demon strategy comes in three stages. First, to be tempted are people to seek or hold on to other possessions like money, property, worldly education and achievements. Secondly, through these possessions, they are to look for human recognition and praise and honor. How we dread humiliation. Thus, those who decide to follow the evil spirit on enterprise, once mastered by pride, they're open to every kind of malice and moral depravity. How much my 52 years in the priesthood have taught. The devil is very careful. He chooses potential leaders to seduce them. Says Thomas Aquinas, when the devil is called the god of this world, not because the evil spirit made the world, but because we serve him with our worldliness. How important is the word, how important the word worldly. Short quotation from Thomas More. It is a sin to believe in the devil. That is Thomas More's definition of sin. So far, the demonic strategy. Of the standard of Jesus Christ. Here they see the language of St. Ignatius in Jerusalem. Unlike Satan, Christ is standing in a holy place around the region of Babylon. Also, unlike Satan, his real appearance, Christ's appearance is beautiful and attractive. But you must have clean eyes of the mind to recognize Jesus Christ. To what does Christ call his followers? All of you. Summon. He rather chooses. So many persons he sends throughout the world to spread the same doctrine among all people, and what their state of life or condition may be. As you gather, my hope in this retreat is to inspire all of you, every one of you, with the zeal of apostles. This, in one sentence, is the call of the Christian apostolate. Some people have chosen by Christ in their vocation. The Latin word for calling is vocatio. They are then sent. The Latin word for to send is missio. Every single one of us in chapel been called by Christ and sent by Him to teach, make disciples of everyone under our lives. Now, what is Christ's methodology?
Ourselves, but not about somebody outside, not talking about bishops or priests or missionaries. I'm talking to you. Are we to be apostles of Jesus Christ, carry out our mission in the exact contrary and opposite to the strategy of Satan? Seeing we are told, go his agents, lay snares for human beings, and bind them with chains. Christ, on the other hand, recommended that his apostles, I quote, seek him all by attracting them to the three opposites of Satan's conspiracy. And my now gathering, my hope for this retreat is to encourage, enlighten, and inspire all of you to become apostles of Jesus Christ.
Prefer humiliations.
I know what I'm saying. Only humble people can be used by Christ to bring others to follow Jesus. Then, to humiliations. Well, what are you talking about? I'm talking to you. Through the Father of Christ, to humility, and through humility to all other virtues. How I would like to spend not just a weekend, but a week, 8 months, 3 days, 5 days each day on the need we have for humiliations. Then I'm quoting Ignatius. To humiliations, to be the followers of Christ, to humility, and through humility, every kind of virtue. In one word, the hope of this retreat is to encourage, inspire you to seek humility. I know what I'm talking about. In the Jesuit novitiate, I'm finishing my university studies. My first meeting with the novice director. And we sit down. I sat down. Johnny, do you know what your problem is? That's a deep problem. You're proud. Have you time to negotiate, to learn, to practice humility? Otherwise, out you go. I think I should say this. In my grammar school, high school, in 4 years of college study before I knew the Jesuits, this sinner was the leader of his class. And the result was pride. Believe me, I know what I'm talking about. And I'm urging all of you in God's name, cultivate, cultivate, cultivate deep, deep humility. Without humility, in it, there can be no other virtue. I mean that literally. And what the virtue may be, we have it only in so far as we are truly humble of heart. God resists the proud. He gives his grace only to the humble. And the more gifted we are, I know what I'm talking about, the more gifted we are, the harder it is to practice humility. Now the prayer for grace. Even the desire to follow Jesus in this way
required extraordinary help from the God-man. And why? St. Jesus tells us, first go to Our Lady, asking her to obtain for me, from her Son, the grace to receive under His standard. Oh, how we all need be with the speaker of deep, profound humility of heart. How to close his meditation with a long quotation. St. Ignatius. Says Ignatius, we should pay close attention if the devil makes us proud. We must humiliate ourselves by considering our sins and miseries. I strongly recommend every day of our lives, make an examination of conscience. I'll ask the Lord to keep you awake until you examine your conscience. How have I failed in humility? All we have to do is look back over our lives so far. One long look at our sins, our miseries. If the devil discourages us and casts us down because we see our past, must raise ourselves up in faith and hope in the Lord. Admit, dear God, without you, I am a fool. Let me say it. The more deeply we have sinned in the past, the more deeply we have offended God, the more God knows than we do how much we need humility. And there's only one road to humility, and that is humiliation. Raise ourselves up in faith. It is possible to reflect on our past life and admit before the Lord, Lord, I've been a fool. We have no exact figures. how we need, you know, how we need to conquer our pride. In all the world, you might become discouraged yourself. God will reflect on the good things that God has given us over the years. The deep love He has for us. Think of it. God became man, died on the cross for our salvation. The church teaches God would have become man even to save us, even to save a single human being. Let's be sure God wants all of us to reach heaven. But what a crucial question this is. But there is always in every one of our lives a contrary spirit trying desperately to get away from God, having it depend on whether we follow the inspiration of the good spirit or give in to the instigations of the evil spirit. Whatever else, I strongly recommend pray in this, O Lord. Ask our Lord to recognize the inspiration that He sends you. And act on them. The Americans are so preoccupied with so many things. Most Americans, I say this from experience, most Americans, period, do not pray. What else should be the fruit of this meditation? I beg you, I urge you, examine your consciences and ask yourselves, how much do I pray? Without prayer, we cannot obtain the grace of God we need to reach heaven. What do you do the first thing you wake up in the morning? The first thing we should do is to pray. What do you do the last thing at night before we fall asleep? We should pray. I will ask for raising of hands. How many of you see the angels every day? And now during the Easter season, Easter the angels, what do we say? The Gina Chain. It is the church's strong recommendation that every believing Catholic at least twice each day better three times a day. Eight in the morning, at noon, and evening. Say the Angelus. Can I ask, raise your hands. How many of you have your church bell ringing at noon and at 6 in the evening? Talk about America being paganized. Pray. Once more pray. As much and long as you can. First in the morning, pray. Last before the entire prayer, the moment you're tried or tempted, pray. You're not sure what you're to do, pray. Dear God, inspire us to pray. Pray more, shall I say? Pray always. There's only those who pray. Hear it. Only those who pray will reach heaven. Hell is reserved for those who do not pray. Amen. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.